flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you look at what Joe Brady had to work with at the beginning of the season, the everybody eats mentality, that's all well and good, and it's a great rallying cry to have for many teams, but how often do you see that really work out where a team can produce without a star wide receiver? You look at the Green Bay Packers, perhaps a team that can do that, but not many other teams around the league can put up 30 points on a regular basis without that true bona fide number one wide receiver, and Joe Brady was able to help Josh Allen and the Bills accomplish that.
That was Alex Braske, who was on with us just in the last segment. And if you want to listen to that, you'll be able to, either through the rewind function on the Odyssey app or on demand when it is put up there. Mm-hmm. Evan does a good job making sure that that gets up on the Sports Talk Saturday page on WGR550.com. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley here with you as... Again, it's the march to the off season, and it's I don't want to say that it's the insanity thing of, like, you know, you go in expecting a different result, like you do the same thing and you expect a different result.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say that because I think that this season was a lot better for me than I think in years past.
Yes.
Not just because you made it further than you had over the last few years. I think it has more to do with expectation versus reality.
And what we went in.
And for the first time in a little bit, the Bills did not have the higher expectations. Guess what we're going to be at next year? Same thing as we did a couple years ago.
Yep, yep. You made Better it to the AFC it. Championship, and then you're like a favorite the entire season.
You're going to be held to a higher standard once again, mm-hmm. and you should be.
They play their best as dogs, though, underdogs. Like, not their best, but like they're the most fun to watch as underdogs. I'm not going to lie to you.
Have they, though?
I mean, this season, 2020.
This season, yes, but also they very quickly shed the label.
The minute
that they beat the New York Jets the first time around, it was gone. The underdog label was already gone. Because now it's, all right, you're just storming through the conference right now. Ho-hum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If not for Kansas City, we'd be talking about the one seed for you. And up until the LA game, they were in the conversation for the one seed.
So they very quickly got themselves out of this potential underdog's role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they were playing, whatever way you want to put it, this isn't a negative term by any means. They're playing backyard football, it seemed. All smiles, all the time. They were having fun playing the game they love. Like, that's the vibe I got from them for the majority of this season, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it was hasn't the most, been the same as years past.
It's been the most fun, I think, enjoying on a week-to-week basis than it had been for a couple of seasons. And I think that's where I am perfectly fine. I know that it's losing to the Chiefs again, and it is the same old story. But it's not the same old story verbatim. You do continue to challenge that team. You do continue to push them to the brink. I'm still convinced there's like pixie dust or something going on that they have.
Dude, the red water. It's voodoo magic.
It's the red water.
It's a blood ritual of some kind.
The red water.
Like, yeah, come on.
Where they consistently dominate the records when it comes to one-score games. But you've had them at home. You've had them on the road now in the playoffs as well. Plenty on the road. But you've even gotten them at home. And you've still been going until the final bell. Again, you're taking this team 12 rounds. There are not many teams that can do this in the entire league, let alone with the consistency that the Bills do. That's where it's A, frustrating, but B, kind of relieving.
Right. In the or at least uplifting. Once the dust settles, you look
at... Not relieving, uplifting.
Yeah.
It's uplifting because you know that they're going to be back. They're not going to sit down. They're not going to go ahead and pretend anything's perfectly fine. Sean McDermott said something during the presser this week of there are teams that make it to the AFC Championship game and they're never heard from again.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville.
Yes.
Looking at you. The Bills aren't that.
No.
And granted, they have a quarterback. Jacksonville didn't at that time.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of still have
that
a question
Blake
there,
Bortles.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my point being this, they are not happy with the end result. And that is encouraging to me. And it's very comforting to know that this Bills team is one of the few that consistently keeps up with Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point, it's got to end, right? The nonsense of the Kansas City Chiefs has to end.
That's where my head's at. Like, I think there is a light at the end of the tunnel where this is over, but it's just when is the question.
Yeah. And again, Baltimore, Cincinnati, they've lost in the AFC Championship in the prior 2 years. It's not that it's like, oh, why aren't they getting as much heat? No, it's a conference the league as a whole has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a team going for the first ever three-peat without it being a problem.
Oh, yeah.
The NFL has a Chiefs problem. The frustrating thing is that the Bills are one of the best teams in the league while this is going on.
A like two. I mean, I know.
Not even a like two. This is not Tom Brady dominating your division.
No, I know
17
that.
Years.
Yeah. They're five straight division titles. They're dominating their division every season. They're dominating out-of-conference players as well
on
a smaller scale. Yeah. Like, it's just...
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is uplifting. You're absolutely right. But at the same time, it's like,
can you break through once?
Yes.
Please.
Literally one time. And I watched a clip yesterday that got me in the feels a little bit. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady meeting at the field in Peyton Manning's last ever AFC Championship appearance, the season he retired. And I'm like, what is this going to look like when Allen and Mahomes meet in that? You know, like, I'm thinking ahead like that. Like, I know there's two other great quarterbacks in Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. I know they're going to be fighting for it. Peyton Manning even said it himself on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson will both have their time.
Yeah.
But I wonder what that is going to look like just based on this three-peat. If they get the three-peat, and can the Bills break through?
It ruins a lot of the legacy talk, not just of Allen, but of Burrow and Jackson, to a point where like it's broken fan discourse.
Yeah, because one team has the monopoly.
One team has the monopoly, and everyone's arguing over number two. Like, Allen has played consistently very well throughout the postseason, especially in these losses. He does end up having great statistical lines against the Kansas City Chiefs. Joe Burrow is the only quarterback that broke through in the postseason against Kansas City. Lamar Jackson is a two-time MVP, possibly three, as we'll find out.
Yeah.
And has a lot of accolades. But has statistically faltered more times than not in the postseason.
Yeah, playoff wins are not a majority stat for him.
They're not a favorable stat.
Not at all.
Him.
Where Josh Allen... his playoff performances are up there.
His
with
numbers
Mahomes,
are up there.
Truthfully.
Yes.
Like, and he's just not winning. Like, that's the problem.
Correct. So, what this does, though, is it ruins the discourse of legacy for all three of those other players in Burrow, Jackson, and Allen. All three of them, it is, yeah, you've got all this stuff, but do you have anything else? No. Like, that's the thing that Ravens fans can hold on to is that Jackson has hardware. Jackson has the hardware. He is the only one that has multiple trophies of some kind. Burrow has a piece of hardware, the Lamar Hunt trophy for a conference champion. Josh Allen has nothing.
Nothing.
When it comes to hardware.
Nope. Just broken records. That's it.
But what he does have is the team that consistently threatens.
Yeah.
Baltimore's there too. I'm not going to ignore them. I'm not even going to write them off for having lost to Buffalo.
No.
The Bills
that
and
game
the Ravens,
was close.
The Bills and the Ravens are right there with Kansas City. Very consistently even.
They play them tough regular season
Ravens,
and postseason.
The Ravens lost by a toe against Kansas City this year in the first game.
Yep, and they were a two-point conversion from having a better chance to go play them in the AFC Championship.
Exactly. So, we can't pretend that Baltimore's not right there.
No.
Cincinnati removed themselves from the table.
Because they can't win early in the season at all.
And because Mike Brown is just getting in the way.
Yeah.
Their owner refusing to pay players is now becoming a problem.
They're even talking about it at the Pro Bowl conference. Like the
Trey Hendrickson
meetings.
And T. Higgins are pieces that you should be keeping on.
Yes. Even Jamar Chase wants more money. And it's like,
yeah.
Like you gotta wide receiver. You have to pay him. Another team will.
Bengals ownership has removed the Bengals from the table.
Yeah.
And the defensive roster that they now have, considering where they were even a couple of years ago, that shifted so badly that the defense kept them out of the playoffs.
Yes. Their offense, with a good defense.
Again, average defense.
Burrow.
Not one of the worst in the National Football League. Cincinnati's in the playoffs.
Burrow would have been atop the MVP conversation.
Oh, yeah. If they make the playoffs, Burrow probably is the MVP
because
he's got the numbers.
Exactly.
And he would have to overcome a subpar defense.
Mm-hmm.
But their defense was so bad that they missed entirely.
Yeah.
And it just, that's the Bengals removing themselves from the conversation. They almost made it with Jake Browning the year prior. Like last year, they almost made it with Jake Browning as their starter for half the year.
I mean, that's
gutting their way through.
Yeah.
And then this year, their defense was so bad.
A year, it was a huge change.
But like people that are like, oh, Joe Burrow's the only guy that's beaten him in the conference champion. Yeah, you got to make the dance in order to be able to find the partner.
Yeah. It's been a while since they've made it.
You picked your that team picked themselves up and sat at the kids' table instead.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Billy Madison playing dodgeball.
Exactly.
That's what the Bengals are right now. They're just beating up on the bad teams and not winning against any teams that have any merit until it was too late.
And mistreating injuries badly. I mean, Joe Burrow, look at that calf injury, right? All of that. Mishandling.
The elbow injury. Yep. Like,
everything was so mishandled, it's not even funny.
Yeah, it is tough. But again, legacy for these teams is really going to be called into question. But it's only because there's one team consistently getting all of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills are there. The Ravens are there. If you're a fan of either of those teams, good news. You're in the conversation and you should be.
As much as the Chiefs are there year after year, so are the Bills and Ravens. And they're going to be. They have good squads, both of them. There's a reason they were playing a good game in the divisional round against each other. Like, they're going to be back.
Yes.
And if
they play
not better.
Good games against Kansas City.
Yes.
So it's not like they're this, you know, it's not like there's paper tigers from either of them.
No.
So
there's merit to both teams, and they're going to continue to play at a high level. It's only a matter of time until it caves.
Exactly.
That's how I feel.
803-0550 is the number to call. Sports Talk Saturday, we keep rolling on as, you know, we are talking about the start of the Bills offseason. And what does it mean for this team going forward here on WGR?